Hey guys, it's Mick. Kitty will join us in just a second from Texas via Skype. So we wanted to warn you that the audio quality is not exactly what you're used to when you listen to our podcast. We will start this episode with our latest recap of The Walking Dead episode called Alone. Kitty will be joined by a special guest in Texas, and we'll go over the latest movie, TV, and pop culture news, and we'll talk about what we're obsessed with this week. This is A Gallon of Gay. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of A Gal and a Gay. I am Mick, home from Cancun in Missouri, but now Kitty is away.
Yes, I am in Texas visiting my family. It's not quite Cancun weather here right now, unfortunately. Actually, I think it's probably warmer in Missouri right now than it is here, which is, of course, my... But anyway, I'm in Texas. We actually have a special guest, my cousin Jenna. Hello, say hello, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi, Jenna.
Yeah, she's a big Walking Dead fan, so she's going to talk about this episode with us to talk together. So I've been pestering her to talk about this beginning, so she talks a lot.
I don't know.
Apologize, everybody, if you get a little tired of her.
Well, she's just a special guest, so...
Yeah, exactly. She's not a regular.
All right, well, hey, ladies, let's get started. We're going to start, of course, spoiler alert heading into this. We are talking about Season 4, Episode 13, called Alone. All right, guys, so this, we have... learn tonight. We have three episodes left. This episode started with Bob, who I think, Kitty, we talked a couple episodes ago, and I'm like, oh, this guy, he's just a throwaway character. He's going to be dead. He's going to, you know, he'll be zombie bait soon enough. But now we're kind of learning a little bit more about his backstory.
Yeah.
And he said, there was one quote at the very beginning, is like, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was like, I didn't recognize him at first. Like, am I enjoying all this guy? But then it was like, oh, and I saw him drinking the cough syrup, and I was like, oh, it's Bob. The alcohol. But, I mean, it was interesting to see. And it took me a second also to realize that it was a flashback.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really until Daryl showed up on his motorcycle with his poncho, did you realize it was a flashback? And I really liked how, you know, they stopped and they asked him those three questions. Remember...
that was Rick's question.
Yeah, for the woman.
The woman, the husband,
the same questions, and he answered all of them, you know. So, and then they were like, do you want to come with us? And so, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see, because I guess, I always assumed he was a part of Woodbury, but I guess like, he wasn't. So,
yeah.
I just didn't remember how he got there, I guess. So.
He just kind of showed up in the front
of that's what I
thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so it was nice to see that kind of the backstory. And what a sad, sad person poor Bob was.
Yeah.
I know, he was definitely background Bob. I guess that's kind of how I looked at it.
Bob.
But it was a scary scene when we get to the point where we're in the present time with Bob, Sasha, and Maggie in the fog.
In that fog, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, terrifying, absolutely.
And,
I can't imagine trying to fight them in the fog.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Bob gets shot.
Yeah, and that, I guess I missed the point where she shot him, because, you know, I don't know if they, I don't know, I just was like, oh, he got shot. Sasha shot him, whoops, so, I didn't realize that. But Sasha, she's pretty, she's a...
Negative Nancy this episode.
Well, yeah, very dead negative Nancy this episode, I agree. But, you know, she really held her own out there against those zombies and everything. So,
Jenna,
I was impressed by Sasha a little bit. So.
Jenna, what'd you think from the very beginning, how it started? What'd you think?
I was scared. I thought they were going to die. And then whenever they were looking at his shoulder and he was like, it just grazed me,
Yeah.
so relieved because I didn't want to see someone lose their fight.
I know. Well, I thought for a second that maybe he got bit, and I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a gunshot, and so I was like, uh-oh, well, there goes Bob. Like,
and then I didn't realize that it was her that shot, because I was like, when did he get shot?
Yeah, I just, for this whole episode, I was expecting Bob to get, you know, to die.
So. Right.
He didn't, so, you know.
Well, and then we cut to Daryl and Beth, and Daryl's teaching Beth how to track and how to shoot.
To use the crossbow. I like that I'm so glad they kind of, I don't know. After last week's episode, I'm glad they put them in this episode, because I feel like we got so far with them in the last episode, just as characters, that we're getting to see a little more of their relationship together. And then we find out, you know, towards the end, there's a little, that really helps set up for the big, you know, craziness that happened later in this episode, you know, so.
And like I was telling her, I've always liked Beth, because if I was in this, I would be just like her. I'd be relying on everyone else, but I like that she's admitting it, like I'm relying on everyone else and I'm trying to learn, but I've always liked her.
So Jenna, are you about Beth Sage?
Yeah, she is.
So you can. So, okay, so.
If she would say something negative about her, I'd be like, don't say that. She's good.
So you can relate to Beth on all kinds, on different levels.
Yeah, I'm going to make it without someone else. At least for the beginning of it. Right.
It's true.
I told her I need to buy like a machete or something. Watching these episodes, it makes me need a.
Right. That's the most reliable weapon, you know?
I agree. It's a sort of giant knife. I agree. It's a good choice. Good choice there, Bob, with the machete. You know, and then, you know, they're going, and then Beth falls and twists her ankle. And
she
then,
got caught in a trap.
She got caught in that trap.
That's right. That's right. She got caught
in
that trap.
She's not as useless as you make her sound.
She still got caught in the trap and then twisted her ankle, and then Daryl had to haul her around.
I don't blame her.
Right. Daryl's piggyback? No. Come on, Kitty. I know you tweeted out about that.
I know, really, though. I mean, you want to carry me around? Please, Daryl, carry me around. I have to say, I am starting to like Beth a whole lot more. I mean, especially after last week's episode. They've really grown her character, that she's not just Beth. You know, she actually has a little bit of purpose, a little bit of fire, and I like that. So, you know, I am definitely liking that. And I am liking their relationship.
Yes.
You know?
I really like it.
Yeah.
But we're friends too. Because we were saying we don't want it to be like full out relationship.
Well, yeah, there's
we want it to be like friends.
Yeah, they
Because he's gotten a lot further in like a couple episodes with her than he did the first few seasons with Carol.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think she brings out the softness in him.
Yes.
And I really like it.
Yep.
Yeah. And she, you know, because there was that scene where they were holding hands and I was like, it's probably more of a brother sister thing, but I'm also a little afraid that they're going to go in a romantic direction, and I just don't. I don't want to see. I don't think I'd be ready for that. I don't think I'd like it.
I'm with you on that. I want to see more of a brother sister relationship with them.
Yeah.
We already have the Maggie Glenn, and it looks like
possibly
like a Rick Michonne, maybe later on down the line.
Really, I've never even thought of that.
Right. So, but it's like, okay, let's not pair. I like the Daryl and Carol.
I could see Daryl and Carol. I could.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that one, but him and Beth, I don't know if I would be okay with that.
I just like the chemistry they have right now.
But yeah, that's what
I
like this relationship as, you know, they both need each other. They're both helping each other. Mm-hmm.
And really, who are you going to better learn how to fly from Daryl?
Really, though.
So,
that's what I said. Beth won the zombie apocalypse lottery with this.
Right.
You're going to get stuff with anybody, so.
Well, and how they rely on each other, and especially when they got to the graveyard with, you know, she saw the gravestone that said beloved father, and obviously it made her think of Herschel, who will not have a gravestone. He is in pieces back at the prison.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you know, and then they come to that funeral home, you know, which was weird. Like, I was waiting for them to, whoever's, obviously there was, looked like there's somebody been living there, I guess, or maintaining it, and I kept waiting for them to
show up
or something, but they never did. So, I mean, it was kind of interesting, you know, and then they found they found all that food.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You said white trash brunch, the pig feet, the pig feet, the butter and the chili. So that was really funny. Right. You know, but it was a little, like, I wondered, because, you know, they found that coffin with the corpse in it, yeah. and it was like, you know, it'd been preserved or whatever, and then they went downstairs and there were more down there, so, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if those are just leftovers, yeah. you know, like before the apocalypse hit, or somebody's just actively, like, you know, embalming people.
Right.
I don't know, so, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, and then, of course, we cut back to Sasha, Bob, and Maggie, and where Sasha is still suspicious of Terminus, and, of course, yes. who can blame her? I mean, she was in Woodbury. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I understand her resistance or her, you know, just being a little weary of that completely, because you never know. Like, just because there's a sign, you know, yeah, exactly. Woodbury seemed fine. And then it wasn't, so I understand that. But, you know, what else, though? What else have you got? I mean, you can't, I don't know, you should at least check it out, right?
At this point, it's the most reasonable. You're kind of walking around the woods, just kind of going by. So, I would at least go to get myself situated. And then if I don't like it, leave or, you know, disappear, escape, something.
Right. And at this rate, we're not going to get to Terminus until the final episode of the season.
Yeah, I think
it's is just going to set it up to be, I think it's a trap. I really think it's some kind of trap.
I think it's something. It's a little Amish. You know, it's like, this can't work out well. Nothing works out well on this show. Yeah. But, I don't think it's going it's not going to be the salvation they're looking for, I'm sure. Yeah. Nothing ever is. So,
what did you guys think of Maggie bolting from the group?
Well, I sort of expected it. I think, you know, because they had talked about Terminus, and obviously Sasha did not want to go, and Maggie is committed to finding Glenn, no matter what.
Not bad. She's only worried about Glenn.
Yeah. I was looking on Twitter, and somebody had mentioned, like, you know, like, Maggie has not really once mentioned, oh, I got to find Beth. I'm only looking for Glenn, you know? It's kind of funny, you know, just like, you're right, Twitter person. That hasn't happened anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think since Maggie's so, like, she's going to find Glenn no matter what. So I think it was, you know, I wasn't surprised that she would go off on her own, you know, and that she was like, you know, don't risk your lives for me. I'm going to stay go and be by myself and find Glenn on my own. So yeah, that didn't surprise me.
Yeah, that is funny that they brought up that. For the last couple episodes, I even forgot they're sisters because neither one of them is talking about the other.
Yeah, really. I mean, Beth briefly mentioned Maggie in the last episode, but it's really, she's really, it's not like, if I lost my sister, I would be like, I have to find my sister. That's all I think about, but yeah. Beth's like, I gotta go find a drink.
Maybe she thinks that Beth didn't make it. I mean, Beth says herself she relied on Maggie and Glenn and everyone, so she's probably just going for the most likely thing.
True, and we also, we've not seen Maggie mourn at all. She's just been going nonstop. We've seen Beth mourn, you know, or at least attempt.
That's true.
And boy, Maggie can gut a zombie like no other.
She's like, oh, I don't have a pin. Well, hey, zombie. You need to leave a message for Glenn.
Yeah.
I need a zombie blood to do that with. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I really like Maggie, and she's just so, like, she's such a badass, and she's just very, I don't know. I love her.
Yeah, we learned a lot about Maggie. We also learned a little bit more about Bob, how he's been in two groups now.
Yes. And he always ends up alone.
Always ends up alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then he kind of ended up alone into this episode before getting reunited, obviously. But, very much Bob's theme. And, you know, in credit to him, he's survived by himself for so long, even, you know, been through two groups, you know, so.
Which that might have something to say for traveling by yourself. It could be a little bit easier at times.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to have your back, but
That is true. I mean, I bet it's easier to get around and maybe escape sometimes, yeah. But also it's got probably, I mean, you know, in the beginning when he was just like walking around like completely, you know, blank, you know, that's probably pretty hard to be by yourself. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then after the scene that back at the funeral home, we have Daryl that ends up by himself because they're sitting around. Daryl let his guard down again.
No, he let it down. And that's exactly when the walkers hit. Oh, by the way, where are all these walkers coming from?
Because they came to the door, both of us, John and Roy.
I mean, it was such a nice little moment. They're having this moment.
Yes.
Like, what changed? Or, well, know,
and the dog. Mind? There's a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And the dog was barking. And here's the thing. Like, this is the thing that kind of pisses me off about the show a little bit. If there's a group of zombies, you're going to hear them before you're going to see them.
I said something about that while we were watching it, how the zombies always walk so quietly. Yeah. So conveniently, they're right behind you.
Right.
Right. You know, it was like, that was just so unexpected. Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, definitely unexpected. That's one, like I said, that's one of the things that kind of pisses me off. It's like all of a sudden it just sounds like the dog's outside again, or what happens if that person who lives there was coming back? Like, you're not going to take your, he must have had his crossbow. No, he didn't have his crossbow with him, did he?
No, he didn't. I think
he went to the door without
his freaking
weapon.
He went to the door, didn't even look outside, didn't check it to see what it, he just thought it was the dog, you know, and then it was a whole bunch of walkers.
Yeah.
That whole scene was so, like, terrifying. The whole time we were, like, on our seat, the edge of our seats, because I thought, I was like, oh my God, Daryl, there's like, they're actually going to do it. They're going to kill Daryl.
I know.
It's like, oh my God.
I know.
I knew they weren't going to kill Daryl. They're not going to kill him. But
no,
I mean, he was in a sticky situation.
Sticky situation.
And he got himself out of it. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, at that point, he goes outside and she's gone. And who?
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder if someone planned it or they thought that.
I saw a couple of theories online about that. They're like, somebody wanted Daryl dead or something. You know, there was something happening there. Like, that had to be planned or something. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. But, so, yeah, who's kidnapping Beth? Like, who would just snatch her like that? So, take off in a car.
Right. And why would they want Beth? I mean, how did they basically sick the zombies on them inside the house?
I don't know.
It didn't sound like, as we were talking earlier, it didn't sound like there was a group of zombies by the traps they had set up. So, I don't know. Hopefully there's more to it and it'll be explained, but
I'm sure it will be explained. I hope so, too. So, but that scene was just good. I mean, good job with the, you know, the writers, with the producers, because that was a really good scene. You know, very
nice twist.
Very, it was a twist. Weren't really seeing it coming.
But man, poor Daryl, though, always lets his guard down and something bad happens. He was just saying in the last episode how he feels he's to blame because of the prison.
Mm-hmm. Now he's going to feel guilty about getting Beth, you know, kidnapped.
Yeah.
So, because he told her to run.
Yeah.
Right.
He ran pretty far and pretty hard.
I know. I feel so bad because it's like, finally, he's finally, like, opening up. He's finally getting a little bit of hope back.
Yes.
You know, he and Beth had each other. And then now they're separated. That really broke my heart. That was, like, the worst part. I was like, oh, my God, poor Daryl. Like, you know, I like their relationship, and now they're torn apart, and that just makes me so sad. So, I know. And just to see him, like, run and try to find her, and then just finally breaking down. Yeah, I know. Just.
Yeah. So now, I mean, there are still a lot of things up in the air. We still don't know what Terminus is about. We don't know who has
Beth.
And it doesn't look like we're going to get any answers in the next episode.
No, it doesn't look like it. I know. So, you know, and then, like I said, like, you know, when Daryl breaks down, eventually those guys come back. The guys that were in the house with Rick. And I knew they were going to come back. I knew it. So, and, you know, they're obviously bad guys, obviously.
Yeah. And obviously.
But I was looking at it. I mean, just the way they dress and the way they stand and their weapons, Daryl kind of just fits in.
Oh, yeah, I think...
So they're probably thinking, oh, this guy's going to be in the bush, and then it's going to come back and bite them in the butt.
They're kind of like the way Daryl kind of used to be.
Right.
Yes.
Zach, you know, like, this is the kind of people he was with, or he was before all this happened. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That was Rick and Mel.
Exactly, this is who he would be if he hadn't met this group. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, from going from someone with Beth to go to hanging out with these guys, you know, who are obviously in it just to survive, and they don't care if they kill people, you know, they're kind of like, you know, Vikings, and that they just, you know, raise a village, you know, so it'll be interesting.
And it's probably a good thing that Beth wasn't with him.
Yeah, exactly. I know, because, you know, in that episode that they were in that house with Rick, you know, they were making comments on Michonne's shirt, and then they're like, oh, I got dibs on her, or she comes back. So it's like, those guys are bad news, so it'll be interesting. I do have to say that the scene where, you know, where the place where he fell down, it was at that railroad track with the crossing sign. That's the same, a few episodes ago, that was the opening scene where the zombies were playing with, like, going after the balloon. They were, that's the same sign that the balloon was attached to. Like, remember that scene?
I thought that was a street sign.
No, it was the crossing sign.
Oh, was it?
I believe it was.
Hmm.
And maybe.
You're confusing us.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same sign. Maybe I'm wrong. Never mind.
Yeah, I think there was a street, because remember they drove past, and it was in a neighborhood.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn it, never mind.
Because that was with Abraham and Tyrese and all that. Or not Tyrese, Abraham and Glenn.
No, never mind.
There you go.
I thought it was the same scene, because I was like, oh, I've seen that before, but no, never mind.
What I thought was sweet was Bob basically has a crush on Sasha, and before they went their separate ways, he said that she was the sweetest person that he's ever met.
Yeah, that was nice, and I think that's what made it harder for her to leave, you know, and then... Eventually, whenever she got to that building, she was like, oh, what have I done?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, then she gets there and realizes Maggie's down there laying amongst the zombies.
Oh, she's just hanging out there. Like, what are you laying there, Maggie? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And then she touched that window and it fell.
Yes, that's fair.
I know. That's what would happen to me in the zombie apocalypse. Thank you. The window would fall.
Yeah, I agree. That would be something that you would happen to you. But then Sasha and Maggie really kick some ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really kick some ass with that parking sign.
That we thought was a shovel until we saw the other side.
Yeah, right?
It's a flat shovel.
It looked like a shovel, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It did look like a shovel, and I didn't realize it until she cut his head off, and I'm like, oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, really, you use what you got, I guess.
Yeah. I know. I think that's a perfect choice. Get some damage, so good job.
But, no, I thought it was... It was an okay episode. I wouldn't say it was my favorite by any means.
No, it wasn't my favorite, but I thought it was really good. I think it just there were some really good, you know, twists and some really good suspenseful moments, and I like that. I wish there were more of that sometimes in these episodes. You know, not every episode is like that. But lately it has been.
Right.
Which is good. But, you know, I like those moments, so I'm glad they did that. And I like Beth and Daryl. I don't want it to be romantic, but I like them and Daryl together, and I'm glad they were in this episode.
I like them, whatever they're doing.
So, and honestly, you know, I like Bob a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
I wasn't liking him, but then I kind of like him a lot more now. It's kind of the same thing with how I felt with Michonne.
Yeah.
I hated Michonne at the very beginning, like when they first brought her in, but now I love her.
That's what I said. What?
I can't get enough of her. I love it. But
I don't know. She has more of a character now, I think.
Liked I liked her from the beginning. I agree that, you know, especially the first episode, it was a little bit like, okay, Michelle, you know, could you speak a little more, you know, open up? But I understand why I added her that way. Mm-hmm. And granted, I like her so much more now that we know more about
especially
her.
Especially when they show her background. Yeah. I wish they would show more about the character's backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing, I guess, that's one of my biggest hang-ups with this show. Lost is one of my still one of my favorite TV shows of all times. And it was kind of on the same trajectory as The Walking Dead. Well, it's really slow, but they had all these flashbacks that really gave you a sense of who these people were before this big thing happened. And on Lost, it was a plane crash and they were stuck on an island. This is a zombie apocalypse and there's really no hope. Which, sort of like on Lost, was there was no hope that they were ever getting off this island. So it's like they spent an episode dedicated to each character and different points in their lives and why they were who they, you know, ended up becoming in this world after this big, you know, big event. I wish The Walking Dead would do a little bit more stretching it out of how long it's taking us to get to Terminus. I mean, I don't care. I really don't care. I want, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, oh, great. It's going to be like the prison again. Then we're going to spend all next season with Terminus, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there are they have too many characters right now, and they need to focus on those characters and why we should give a shit about them.
Yes, and I think they're doing a little bit better, especially, you know, with Beth and even Bob now. You know, they are kind of developing those characters a little bit more from where they were. So I could see, but yeah, I agree. I would love to know the background of everybody. Like,
yeah, I mean, even if it was just like one of their webisodes, because they have those. I haven't seen any of them, but even if they did it that way, that would make me feel good, so that I could just look, stalk them a little more.
Yes, because we know about how what Rick and Lori were like. You know, we now know a little bit of Michonne, and but we haven't really seen a whole lot of other people like. Glenn, we haven't really seen a lot of Glenn either. I think he alluded to something he used to do.
He was a pizza delivery.
That's right. In the first season, they kind of talked about it, but you don't see it. And, you know, Daryl obviously talked a little bit about his past too. But, you know, I want to see those things.
Exactly. I don't want them just to talk about it. I want to see them in an environment and then realize the relationships that they had in their past, how it's affecting the relationships they have in this present day.
Exactly.
And I would even like to see it, like, how they reacted when they first realized what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, these people are coming back to life and attacking us. I would like to know, how they reacted and handled it.
Exactly. Like, where they were, what they were doing when that happened. Like, you know,
maybe who they lost.
Yeah. You know, how did it all go down for them in the beginning? I'd love to see that too. So.
Me too.
I don't know. Maybe in the future they'll do an episode of like that. You know, and we'll get to see at least a little bit of everybody.
Well, I mean, maybe if they start. You know, because how he said, oh, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. I mean, whether they do that or not, maybe we'll finally learn, like, kind of what happened, and maybe that will kind of lead up to stuff like that.
We kind of talked about this in one of the last episodes of the podcast that we just...
How this started.
We really want to know, because they really... I mean, in the first season, they kind of... That's what they were going for, but then in the past few seasons... No one's really concerned about how it started, which I guess, you know.
Right.
Because like, you're living in the moment, you're really not thinking about it. Yeah. But it's also like, I would want to know. Like, I want to know what's happened. Why did this happen? So,
well, and they can't just keep going to the next thing and the next thing. There has to be some sort of, we're either going to find a place that we're going to make into something and learn to survive, or we're going to go to Washington, D.C. You know. There has to be some sort of end game because The Walking Dead is not going to go on. I don't think people are going to put up with it for too many more seasons if there's not something you can see that they're working toward and another, oh, we're going to go to another, you know, prison or another farm or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
And something I would like to see is whenever they were trying to go to that college and they saw that huge horde, I want to know where that horde of zombies went. Remember where it was under the bridge and it started out and then it's just like thousands and thousands? And
I don't remember that.
Whenever they were driving, it was like, they're all...
Oh, right.
Yeah, I want to know, like, where is that horde?
Because
I think I read somewhere where it's like, for every person, there's like 10 zombies in that world. So it's like, I would like to see, like, what is happening with this sword? It doesn't just disappear. I mean,
right.
Something not as
it could be a good story.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, hopefully we learn a little bit more about that sooner or later. All right. So overall, you guys liked the episode. It was good.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. I think that, I mean, I think every episode since the mid-season premiere has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're...
It really makes up for the first half.
Yeah,
I agree. The first half was kind of, you know, getting along, and now it's like, nope, we got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and we talked in previous podcast about how at the end of last season, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch this next season because they were still at the prison. It just seemed like it wasn't going anywhere. It was just, well, we could just end it right then and there. So, obviously they've changed showrunners a few times. The direction's kind of gone here and there. But overall, I think season 4 has been pretty good. I can't believe there are only 3 episodes left.
I know. Oh, gosh. I just...
I can't wait for October to come around.
I know. What am I going to do with my life now? Is this going to be over? I want to give a shout out to the TWD fan site who follows us on Twitter. I tweeted something about, when they open the cabinet and there's all that food. Pretty sure I saw Oreos in there.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain there were Oreos in that cabinet. So I tweeted something about it. They favorited that tweet. So
Were the Oreos next to the pig's feet?
Yeah, they were next to the pig's feet. They kind of were. I think actually they were next to the peanut butter. But thanks for favoring our tweet, guys. You guys are great. You guys always have really funny. They have really funny tweets too. So I think I retweeted a couple of theirs too. So
nice.
Yeah. So thanks for that. I always like meeting favorites.
Yes, we really appreciate those. So, all right, well, let's get into some news. We will start the news segment with Michael Keaton insisting that he is interested, possibly, in Beetlejuice 2. Jenna's going to... All right, so Jenna's sticking around to the rest of the podcast. Jenna, are you even old enough to remember the first Beetlejuice?
Yes, I remember. I remember being a grandparent, because I stayed with my grandparents all the time, and my nana would record Beetlejuice cartoons, and I would watch it, and I would be sure that I should have worn today, and I have Beetlejuice, and I love it. Or that movie, too. I love them.
The Beetlejuice movie is older than Jenna, by the way. Like, that was made in 89. This one was born in 93, so, yeah. I mean, but we just know... that's the only, I mean, I'm so happy to hear that Michael Keaton may do this, because I'm like, that's the only way I think this would be good, is Michael Keaton. He's happy. There's nobody else could do Beetlejuice. Nobody.
Right. Well, and he even said in...
Yes.
Right.
Great.
And he even said that he's not interested unless Tim Burton's involved, which, obviously...
Yeah, obviously. Like, it just would not look if you were involved. So, I'll get to be hopeful. Maybe it'll be good.
Yeah.
You never know. So.
Right. Well, speaking of Michael Keaton, sort of Batman, who was the Batman in the 1989 movie after he did Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new show that's coming up on Fox this fall called Gotham, and they actually cast. Two of the youngest cast members, Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
And so that, let me see, I'm trying to find here the name of the actor. David, I don't even know how to say his last name. Mazouz? I don't know. Mazouz. So he's a first, he's a young actor.
Newcomer.
Yeah, newcomer is probably his first big gig.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be, how old is he, 12?
Yeah, I think he's 12 or 13, and so he's going to play Batman or, Bruce Wayne when he's a child, obviously. So this will be, like, right after his parents' death and everything. So I'm glad. I think I'm really kind of excited for the show. I think it's going to be really good. It's just an interesting concept. So
yeah.
I think it'll be interesting. We've never seen that you know, story in the Batman universe, I guess.
Right, especially in a TV show. A TV show like this where it's going to be focused more on Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, so exactly. So I think I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Does that mean next season, that show, is that in production now, or is that something that's going to be a couple of years, you know?
Oh, it'll start in the fall. I mean, they're just starting, like, shooting a pilot and stuff. I think it went right to order, but they still have to start filming the first few episodes. And they have their Selina Kyle, which she's a little bit older than the actor playing Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. And she's also a newcomer called Cameron Bakonova, so who will eventually end up being Catwoman. Yeah. So she joins a long list of characters that we already know who will be in this show, from the Penguin. The one character we haven't heard is going to be in this is the Joker, which sooner or later they're going to have to bring the Joker in. I think I was reading an article about how they think Hollywood is still too afraid to touch the Joker after Heath Ledger, but I mean, this is a TV show.
And it's a different story. Like, I don't think, as long as you don't try to make or like replicate that Joker, I think it's fine, you know, because I mean, there's been many in the history of Batman, so, you know, and Heath Ledger is not going to be the last, I don't think. So, you know, even though he was fantastic, you know, I understand that, but,
right.
You know, it's just, you know, I think it's, they have to bring it back because he's one of the most popular villains, you know, in the Batman universe. So I would think they would eventually have to bring that in.
They're going to have to do it sooner or later, and they're going to have to do it on screen with the new Batman versus Superman movie eventually.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not been cast in this next movie, but the following movie. I think probably by then there will be enough time. And I remember Jack Nicholson was kind of the same way, where everyone was like, no one can touch Jack Nicholson's Joker. Obviously, Heath Ledger did.
This is what they had before he started doing this Joker. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shows on Fox, we got some good news this week. Fox renewed New Girl, Mindy Project, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and The Following. Yeah,
happy the Mindy Project got renewed. I was so worried it was going to get canceled, and I love that show. You love that show. I know you do, Mitch.
I do.
You watch it enough?
No,
I need to watch it. Yeah, you need to watch it. It is so funny.
Oh boy.
I've seen a couple episodes, but that was at the very beginning. So I haven't caught up. I'm all bad about watching like the first episode and then falling off and then re-catching up.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I knew New Girl was going to get renewed, and I knew Brooklyn Nine-Nine was going to get renewed because it's been pretty much hit. You know, it's a hit for them this season, but I'm elated that Mindy Project made it for at least one more season. So that makes me happy.
Right.
Because I would have been crushed if it got canceled. It's one of my favorite shows. I just love it so much. So.
I know. It's so, so good. So I'm glad that there was some good news on that front. Because, again, Mindy Project was on a bubble.
It was on the bubble. Yeah, I know.
That great.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Okay, also, some good news. Felicity Huffman, if you remember her from Desperate Housewives, she played Lynette. She has been cast in a new ABC drama that will start this fall, and it's actually from the writer of 12 Years a Slave, which last weekend won an Academy Award.
I really like Felicity Huffman, so I'm glad she's getting another gig, you know, because she was fantastic. I didn't watch Desperate Housewives.
I didn't. My dad watched it all the time. Uh-huh. And if you know my dad, that's really unexpected for him.
That is very
I remember watching it. It was really good. It was right after Grey's Anatomy way back when. Which, they're bringing Dr. Burke back on Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know.
Right.
Oh, God, again! Sorry, everyone, that was my alarm, because I usually go to work about this time of night, but I'm on vacation.
But you're on vacation.
Yeah, anyway, sorry. The second time that's happened in a room podcast. You listen to us.
Yeah. I listen to y'all when I drive to school.
Oh.
Oh, well, thanks,
that's
Jenna.
The same length as my drive, so. Oh, we're talking.
Sorry. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we got one.
We have a few. We just haven't heard from them.
I know.
Okay, so let's move on to another show that we love, Jenna. I don't know if you watch True Blood, but there have been some hints on what is coming this season.
Oh, I know. I read this article and I was like, oh, God.
I know. I don't even know. I mean, it's the final season.
It's the final season. So, I mean, yeah. I expect a lot of major characters. I really do. So, Ryan Kwantkin, I don't know how you say his last name, but he plays Jason Statham. And he kind of was talking about it in an article, you know, that he's like, yeah, some people are going to die. So...
Some fan favorites, he said.
Mm-hmm. Fan favorites, so... I know.
It'll be okay.
But we're going to have... They said, you know, they're going to have some more favorite characters appear, and then some favorites, you know, are going to die. And then he said it's going to kind of go back to the first season, more in the vein of that. So that'll be interesting. I wonder if they're going to maybe touch on some things that happened in the book this time, since they're, you know, in the final season, so...
Right.
Maybe they'll go back and touch on some things that they hadn't been able to get to. So,
I bet they will. And again, I think we talked about this before, but I'm so happy that Anna Camp is back. Is Sarah Newland and her crazy family?
She is so good as Sarah Newland. She's so good, and so yeah, they have to bring her back. And I wonder, you know, there's gonna obviously there's gonna be some sort of showdown between her and Jason, I believe.
Yeah. 100%.
Can't wait for that show.
And she is so good in everything. I watched Pitch Perfect on the way back home yesterday on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, she is just so good in everything she's in. And she was in the Mindy Project the first
season. Yeah, she played her best friend, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I wish they would bring her back. They just kind of, you know. I imagine she's a busy woman, but, you know, I wish they would bring her back every once in a while on the new project, too, so.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, True Blood, I am going to miss you.
I know.
But for those of you who are listening, we will be doing lots of podcasts on True Blood, too, especially since last season, so look forward to that. And, Jenna, you should get caught up now before.
Like I said, I have a list that I'm working on.
Well, add True Blood to it, because I honestly think you'd love it, since you like all this sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, Jenna, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Kitty also has a list, Jenna, since you brought up a list. Game of Thrones, Kitty. I'm telling you.
I know. I need to watch. Dad's on me about that. I need to watch it.
I've never seen any of them, but I really do want to start watching them.
Yeah.
So that will be before this.
Yeah, I know.
Time is ticking. April 6th.
I know, and I need, well, you know, I have a few days off this week when I get back, so maybe I'll just binge watch it, you know, and nothing else to do, so.
Yeah.
You know, I need to do Breaking Bad, I haven't watched that one, I'm like,
Once Upon a Time?
Yes, I need to watch Once Upon a Time, I know, so.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Bad, too. But Game of Thrones, get caught up. This new season's coming up, and I want to talk about it, so.
Okay.
So that will be on your list. All right, so real quick before we get to some supernatural news that you're going to take the rest of the podcast talking about. So we're still getting little glimpses of the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, has not been quiet. J.J. Abrams, who is the director, he likes to keep, you know, everything kind of top secret. Of course, she has just been spilling things left and right. Not about what it's going to be about, but that she's involved. And she has said to a friend of hers who's a comedian that she's going to be spending 6 months filming the next Star Wars.
Wow. She's going to have a pretty...
Substantial part. And, of course, that's what, you know, we've been reading articles and hearing that Luke, Leia, and Han will definitely be main characters in this next movie before they kind of hand things over to the next generation. So that's great. I love Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, obviously an icon, and mm-hmm. So that's basically about all we've heard about the new Star Wars. So, but sooner or later they're going to have to start releasing some more information because it's supposed to start filming in May.
So I would think sooner or later they have to release that. You're right. So, Jenna, are you a Star Wars fan?
I haven't seen any of the movies. In my film class, though, we spent like the very first class watching pretty much all Star Wars. So that and Titanic. So it did get me interested. But like I said, I have a list of things I have to do. Everyone keeps pressuring me.
Well, it's really hard because here's the thing with Star Wars. Do you start at episode 4, 5, and 6, and then go back? I think that's how you have to watch Star Wars.
That's how I would do it.
Watch
the way they were released and not the way that, you know, the chronology. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Because it'll be more suspenseful, there'll be more surprises, then you can kind of go back. And speaking, we're still kind of on the Star Wars topic, but so that leads me into the Clone Wars, which they just released the final season of the Clone Wars on Netflix, and I'm on episode 4. It's really good. I feel like this cartoon series was better than any of the first 3 movies put together.
Really?
It's dark, which is good, but still a little bit, it's not too dark for kids. It's so good, and now it's filling in the blanks of, again, some unanswered questions that we had after the prequels, and then, you know, some unanswered questions in the original trilogy. So, really good. I would love for you to put it on your list, Kitty, but I know you won't watch it. So, you've got too many other things. Yeah, you have too many other things to watch, which I understand. But you will be going to see Star Wars with me. Come next.
I've seen all the, I haven't seen all the other ones. I haven't seen the last one, but I mean, I went and saw, you know, those movies in the theaters with my dad. So I will go sit through it.
Okay, good.
You know, good. I'm not opposed to seeing it.
Good.
But, you know.
Okay, let's get to your Supernatural news.
Well, I don't really have any news, but it was a new episode this week, and it was really good. They brought back the Ghostfacers, which Supernatural fans know who the Ghostfacers are, and it's always hilarious. The Ghostfacers are these two guys who are, like, paranormal investigators, and they have, like, their own, like, web series, and the first episode they ever meet them, you know, like, they're obviously just, you know, guys with cameras trying to catch ghosts, and, like, you know, they run into Dean and Sam, who are real hunters. Like, they know how to actually kill ghosts and everything. But just their interaction, it's always so funny. Like, it's always hilarious. So, you know, they run into Ghostfacers, and the Ghostfacers have kind of gotten famous for this legend called Thin Man. And they've written a book about it. And there's all these sightings of this Thin Man who may be like a ghost or a creature or anything. And so, like, Dean and Sam go to investigate this case about Thin Man, and they run into the Ghostfacers, and they're like, oh, these guys again, and it's that banter there and everything. And eventually you find out that Thin Man is made up. One of the Ghostfacers made it up so they could stay together. He and this other guy, they're friends, and he wanted them to stay together, you know, as a group. He didn't want, because his friend was going to get married, you know, was going to move on. He was going to forget about the Ghostfacers. He was going to have a normal life. And Petey was like, I didn't want that to happen. And anyway, it all kind of works out, and the Ghostfacers break up. But it was very much a parallel between Sam and Dean. You know, they both tried to have normal lives at some point. Doesn't work out. And anyway, it was a good episode. Great episode. I'm not going to bore you all with the details, because I'll just keep talking about it. But
Jenna, do you watch Supernatural?
No, but I cannot have a conversation with her or her sister Kelly without one of them talking about them or how hot the guys are, or, oh, I said my sister this about Supernatural all the time.
It's true. It's absolutely
so true. It doesn't surprise you when you listen to our podcast, and those are the exact same things she talks about on the podcast.
No, it doesn't surprise me. She has a problem.
I do have a problem. I freely admit that. I am obsessed with that show, and I don't care.
It's okay. Yours is better than mine. Yeah. I'm a
obsessed with probably the worst show on TV, Dance Moms. I love that show. I have the first seasons on DVD.
I know, this is my cousin.
I have a problem with that show, yeah. So I can't really
this
judge her.
This is my blood, my flesh and blood. She also loves Teen Mom, so.
Oh, I love Teen Mom.
Oh my goodness.
Strong, everyone.
She they knows. Come on the same night right after each other, so me and my best friend knock them out every Tuesday.
I'm trying to groom her, but, you know.
Good luck.
I can't help what I like.
Kids these days.
I take that as an insult. I mean, it's really Jonathan's fault that I watch it. My boyfriend got tired of me flipping through the channel, said, leave it on this next channel, and what do you know? It was Dance Moms, and ever since then, I have been hooked, and he hates Dance Moms now.
Well, he only has himself to blame.
I know. And he doesn't understand that.
Well, that is one show that we're never, ever going to talk about ever again on this podcast.
Yeah, that's the first and last time that will ever be mentioned on this podcast.
All right. Well, I think that will do it for us for this podcast. Hey, Jenna.
Do you have anything you're obsessed with this week, man?
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Well, the Clone Wars. I guess that is what I'm obsessed with this week. It's great. It's again kind of actually this Clone Wars and House of Cards. We just finished season one. I'm just getting ready to binge watch season
two. That's the other one I need to watch is House of Cards. I just remembered that. Jesus, so much TV to watch.
I know.
So good. So I have two. You know, series on Netflix. Luckily, the Clone Wars, I think they're only, maybe they're about the same. I think it's 13 and 13. So this week, I've got a lot to catch up on. So that's what I'm obsessed with. Kitty, what are you obsessed with?
I tell you, I'm getting more obsessed with Chris Hardwick's podcast. Like, that is, I am in love with his podcast. Like, that is the, I listened to probably two or three on my way to Texas. Like, just when I was sitting around on my flight and everything. So I'm just really obsessed with that. But then also, BuzzFeed in general. Like, I mean, this is something I've been obsessed with. Jen and I were actually talking about this earlier, how much we're obsessed with the BuzzFeed, especially the app on the iPhone.
Yes.
And just constantly, like, I love BuzzFeed. I love everything about it. Mm-hmm. Every article, the quizzes, you know, just the videos, everything. I obsessively check it constantly. Like, it's the first thing, one of the first things I check when I wake up, before I go to bed. So that's
my routine.
It is my routine. That, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm just constantly on it. So,
well, so speaking of BuzzFeed, and you just mentioned this, Kitty, this is your reminder. There is actually a show that is starting this fall in Kansas City. We're not going to name it because we don't want to jinx anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're applying. I've already applied. Mm-hmm. Kitty, you better apply.
I'm going to apply, yes.
It's basically BuzzFeed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It's specific to each market that it's in. Our fingers are crossed. I think we have a good shot. Hopefully they'll listen to a podcast or two of ours. And we'll get the job. So
that would be awesome.
Because you are obsessed with BuzzFeed. I know I am obsessed with BuzzFeed too. I posted something on our Facebook page about the 31 random movie facts you need to know.
Yeah.
The one thing that surprised, I mean, there were all 31 basically surprised me, but the one thing was the guy who played Alfred in the last Batman trilogy, he was supposed to say a line when the Joker came into the ballroom. But he was so taken back by his performance that he forgot his line.
Wow. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh. Yeah.
Again. That said something. Another reason we love BuzzFeed.
Yes. Okay. I love BuzzFeed so much.
I love BuzzFeed too. I got my friend hooked on it. He looks at it all the time now.
Good.
It's awesome. So I tell everyone about it, but not everybody downloads it. And I don't understand why. It's awesome.
People would just give it a shot. They didn't understand.
I know.
Right. Yeah. And so good. Oh, okay. Here's the one thing I was going to say I was obsessed with this week. You guys just reminded me. There is this app called Quiz Up. So if you like Words with Friends, you like things like that, I am not good enough to play Words with Friends. I don't get it. It's kind of, you know, Words with Friends, everyone plays it, it's like Scrabble, but then it's like, yeah. All of a sudden you get 85 points and you have no idea how you got 85 points. I need to know how it works. It's not Scrabble. So Words with Friends is kind of whatever, so I gave it up. But there's this new app called Quiz Up. I highly suggest you download it. It is so much fun. You can play other people who could be friends. You can either play people who are on
like a quiz show.
Yes. Movie. Yes. Oh, there are all different kinds of like movies, TV, just general stuff, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, movie titles, movie general, 1990s TV, 80s. There are
TV.
Yeah, right? And so I've been trying to play people that I know on Facebook. But anyway, I think it's just starting. It's just kind of catching on. So I highly recommend you guys download it and we can play quizzes against each other.
I think I will.
Right. And so you don't even have to be, it's basically just kind of like a Words with Friends kind of thing where you don't have to be online at the same time. You can be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like you take a quiz and then you play you. Right. Yeah. And then, yeah. So. So it's Quiz Up. It is so much fun.
I love quizzes.
Yeah, I found it.
We all used to go play quizzes all the time after work.
I'm downloading it right
Buffalo
now.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
Yes. All right, Jenna, you're going to have to friend me.
I will.
Yeah. We will play Quiz Up. But it's so much fun. So, it's only like a couple, like six rounds each time. So it highly suggested. So anyway.
Oh, cool. Yeah, excellent. Jenna, what are you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with two things right now. One is my phone because I cracked the screen yesterday and I've been complaining about it all day.
She has.
I have been so mad at myself. And then two is Once Upon a Time. I just started watching it. I'm almost finished with the first season. I have one more episode and I am loving it. I love it, I love it, love it. It's awesome.
It is good. I will tell you, there's a little bit of a lull in season two. But the third season is really good if you can get through the first half.
Oh, I definitely will. I'm going to make myself.
Kitty would love it too.
I know, and that's another one I need to watch. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's by some of the same writers of Lost.
Lost, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And again, it's kind of like that whole backstory kind of thing, which makes a whole big difference, and I love that storytelling aspect of TV shows. So.
And I will say, if anybody hasn't seen it and decides to watch it, the first episode, I was kind of confused because, you know, they look different hairstyles. I wasn't sure exactly who was what character until they clarified. So by, like, the second episode, I was like, okay, that's you, that's you, that's you. So don't give up. It's really good.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah, I saw the first episode, and I did really like it. I just didn't, you know, really follow it, because I don't think I didn't have DVR at the time, so I didn't get a chance.
Well, it's on Netflix, so.
I know it's on Netflix. I've seen it on Netflix. It's in my queue. I just haven't watched it yet, so.
Game of Thrones first, Kitty. Game of Thrones first.
Game of Thrones, then Once Upon a Time. Okay, I got it.
Excellent.
And then House of Cards.
Your, like, social life, so you can do this.
Social life? She doesn't have a social life. Don't have Jen, I don't know what she's telling you, but she doesn't have a social life.
Shut up, bitch. This is my social life.
Right.
Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good one. Jenna, hey, did you watch Nashville this week?
No, I didn't watch anything, but...
Well, it was really good, just to let you know.
Okay.
And I just want to say happy birthday to Connie Britton, who worked with us on Thursday.
Oh.
I just had to, because I saw that, and I was like, well, I love Connie Britton, obsessed with her, so... You're listening, Connie Britton, of course you'll listen to us, so...
We do love Connie Britton.
We do, yes, and she has the same birthday as my mom, which is really... She and my mom have the same birthday, apparently, so I didn't know that, and that just makes me happy, so.
That's neat.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, well, Jenna, thank you so much for joining us. It's been
no problem.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to do this. So
me too. And I don't talk as much as she says. So, well, that's proof right now.
She's reining it in for the podcast. If you were sitting.
Well, she here. also has to compete with you sitting right next to her. So.
True.
Well, we'll have to bring you back again.
Yeah.
Awesome, like that.
Now that we have the Skype thing figured out and everything. So, yeah, definitely you'll have to do this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. And Jenna, what's your Twitter handle?
It's @Jenna, JENNA,
underscore Lee, L-E-I-G-H underscore. I'm never post anything, but I just made it, so I'll post stuff eventually.
Yeah, you should. You really should. You should start tweeting or at least retweeting.
I retweeted some of y'all stuff.
I know you did. Thank you.
Yeah, nice job.
I was going to say, that's some shout-outs. Really, Jen is the only one. TWDE fan site for always favoriting and retweeting our stuff. I really love that, so thank you for that. Some of our new followers... I'm trying to look this up. I didn't do this before. Sorry. Chris Gore, he followed us recently. He is also, that Chris Gore is his Twitter handle. Thanks for following us.
Also, Tom, don't forget Tom started following us. He's at So Far Fetch D. Thank you.
Yes, Tom, thank you. Thanks for following us. Cool Screen Reviews, Carmina Del Alba. She also just started following us, like just. 30 minutes ago or something. So thanks for following us.
And that Chris Gore, who is at that Chris Gore started following us. We appreciate it. Smokey Jones favorited something. Underscored Smokey.
Yes. Last great podcast, ELAT Graph, great podcast. That's their Twitter handle. They also start following it. Thanks for that. I mean, we love getting Twitter followers. It's so cool. And, the interaction on Twitter is great. So thank you so much for following us and that sort of thing. It means a lot to us. So thank you.
Yeah. And don't forget, rate us in the iTunes store. You can find us on Podbean and on Facebook at A Gal and a Gay.
Yep. Gal and a Gay. Twitter is A Gal and a Gay. Our email is agalandagay@gmail.com. So please follow us, Facebook us, email us if you want to. And like Mitch said, go and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, please review us, rate us. It really does help.
Yeah, exactly. And just let us know what you think. We'd love to hear some feedback. We really would. So, yeah.
All right, well, that does it for this episode. Next episode, we'll probably be talking about Planet Comic-Con.
That's
next weekend in Kansas City, Missouri. We will be there, and we'll give you some of the lowdown next time.
Looking forward to that. So, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that. So, that'll be fun. So look forward to that, you guys. This is fun. I like this, that we can do this, over the internet. So, anyway.
All right. Well, hey.
We will both be back in Missouri next weekend.
Yes.
Normal.
So.
We're going to have a fun week.
We are going to have a fun week. So.
All right, ladies. Thank you guys for joining us from Texas.
Thank you, Mick. And thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.